I have much pleasure in announcing that the host for the 2014 Commonwealth Games will be Glasgow.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We will shortly be arriving into Glasgow Queen Street, where this service will terminate.
I want to take you down to the Christian Cross area of Glasgow, because there's lots of developments that's happened for the 2014 Games down here.
On the 23rd of July, Glasgow will be hosting Scotland's biggest ever sporting event. Around 250,000 tourists are expected to descend on Glasgow.
Ah, they'll take to us. They'll take to the majority of us anyway. So you know yourself, you always get one or two bad apples everywhere you go in the world, but they'll enjoy it here in Glasgow.
The city's been going through a transformation with new stadiums, roads and massive regeneration in the city's East End. But it's not just the city that's getting an overhaul. The people who are looking after visitors to the Commonwealth Games are going to be taught some special skills.
Listen to them. That's the time you do have to listen. It's not a time to put up the radio or switch off the intercom. Okay, it is a time to actually genuinely listen to them.
Taxi drivers, as well as waiting staff, bin men and shop assistants are all being given training, first developed by the Walt Disney Corporation, which organisers hope will guarantee a magical welcome for the thousands of tourists about to arrive.
People they interact with when they are here during the games are horrible and rude and cheeky. That's what we're going to go back and remember.
Can Glasgow's native charm be given a polish in time for the Commonwealth Games? And should it? In this programme, I'll be joining the ranks of 48,000 people in the service industry who are being taught how to give tourists to the city a Glasgow welcome. I'm Asma Mair, and this is Back to Charm School.
Today I'm going to be showing you around Glasgow, and we're having a wee look at some of the things that are going on in Glasgow. There is areas that are scary, most like when other people go to other cities. You find, oh, there's areas that you think, oh, I don't know about that. Well, Glasgow's pretty much like that, but you get to know, like any place, where there's good places and bad places everywhere. My name's Jean Duffin and I am a taxi driver. I am an activity coordinator in a care home, and first and foremost I see myself as an artist. I grew up in the Cambus Lang area, so I was always in the periphery, but I always seen Glasgow as part of my identity, part of me, it's part of who I am. This is what I know, this is where I feel I belong, and I think that's important for a lot of people.
I was born here and lived here for nearly 30 years. Then I moved to London, but I still come back to see my family. Now, Glasgow may be unrecognisable to me in places, but the people are the same. Passionate, friendly, direct.
Boheed, yeah, that's one. Boheed, Boheed, he's just got a big head. If you say to someone you've got a bow head, you've got a big bow head.
Well, the accents might be a problem for some of the overseas people, right? But I think they'll pick up eventually.
Glasgow agents are friendly. Friendly, they'll take you and offer you a drink in the pub. Glasgow's just a friendly city in every way, as opposed to other towns in Scotland are less friendly.
We're at the Glasgow Taxis Depot, which is in the east end of the city, and we're about to join drivers who are going into Glasgow Welcomes training. Now, this training is based around principles developed by the Walt Disney Corporation, and it's about looking people in the eye, putting on your best smile, I suppose performing for them in a way. Before I joined the class, I caught up with Jean, who's worked as a taxi driver for 8 years. What did you think when you heard initially about this idea of trying to teach taxi drivers and other people in the service industry how to receive guests and tourists in a kind of uniform way.
I agree with most of the Disney theme, but I prefer a more individual, honest approach of people. And I'm not saying that Disney's dishonest by any means. I'm just saying people have got to be themselves. And I think sometimes if you're going to structure something where everybody's to behave all the same, then we become stereotyped and a bit mechanical. And I think Glasgow's people have got much more to offer that, because we're very much individuals.
Did he cub you?
I was bang on time.
I was right behind you.
Bang on time.
And I had to sign it.
I think what they're trying to do here is standardise something to make a standard for people to feel welcome and have people want to come here and want to come back. But I think they need to keep Glasgow's identity.
That's quite hard though, isn't it? Because it's almost like you need to tick certain boxes and make sure that you've ticked three boxes on every customer that you get, but you still have to be real. It's quite hard, isn't it? How are they going to do that?
I don't know how they're going to do that.
Thanks very much for coming along, ladies and gents. So Fiona's here. Fiona's going to take you through the training. It's essential that everybody is trained.
I'm Fiona Young and I am one of the lead trainers for the Glasgow Welcomes programme. The principles of the course are to make sure that everyone who comes to Glasgow is welcomed, they feel welcome in the city, and that everybody does everything that they can to ensure that they have a fabulous stay, and it's to listen and to interact with them, and that's everyone. That's everyone in the city, not just the service providers.
What kind of reputation did Glasgow have, and did it need to be improved or looked at?
Yes, I do think it did need to be improved and looked at. I think there are pockets of excellence within Glasgow and further afield, but there are also parts of it that did need improved. People, perhaps industries, didn't necessarily think they were part of the customer service, or they thought that what they did was good enough when it actually wasn't good enough. So yes, I do think it needed improved, and it's Glasgow's opportunity to get put on the map, and it has to be right.
So, why did it come out? Well, the Glasgow Welcomes came out because we have the Commonwealth Games, as you now know, that are coming in July. It's huge. I don't actually think any of us really realise how huge this event is going to be for Glasgow. And it is very much Glasgow's chance to shine. And you guys are going to have a captive audience because you've got them in a taxi and there's nowhere they can go.
But not everyone is as enthusiastic as Fiona about taking a course in how to welcome people to the city.
I think that the way I treat people to get into my taxi, I treat them with respect, be nice to them, and when I leave my taxi, I say thank you to them. So I don't think I need to go on a course for that, because I was brought up to have manners.
We've got quite a lot as well. We've got the hydro down there at the exhibition centre.
You want my name? I'm Owen McElhaney, and I'm a Glasgow taxi driver for 16 years. I don't think much about courses, because maybe make a lot of people false, be something they don't want to be. I'm a great believer in life, you be yourself, and you got on fine. But you see with me is what you get.
If you host one of these things, you can demonstrate that you are making it on the international stage. And that's where the emphasis, not just on making sure that they can build stadiums and make sure the transport works and that the buildings are ready on time, but also is why there then becomes this concern about making sure the people who are going to meet the visitors are also ready.
John Horn is Professor of Sociology and Sport at the University of Central Lancashire in the UK.
If courses such as this are introduced, there is a concern that there seem to be a sort of a smoothing out of all the differences that exist in the world. Now, some people would say, well, OK, what's so wrong about customer service, making sure that people are, especially visitors to a place, are treated in a way that you would expect to be treated if you travelled abroad. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think there is a concern, though, that some of the, if you like, the rough edges that actually make a place distinctive can get smoothed over. There is a danger of going a little too far in making people behave in a way that they themselves feel like they're being false to their own location.
I've been with a few of my cronies, One or two pals of mine.
It's not just taxi drivers who are going back to charm school. Bin men are also being sent on the course. I went to their Eastern Depot, which is at the very heart of the Games action, to meet Raymond and Gary, who are sweeping the gutters and thinking about the Games.
I thought it was like this every day.
We're actually in the van, we do the road sweeping, we do the shop fronts, the shops pay to get their shops or their fronts cleaned.
The first thing about a city hosting a big event when it's on telly or when people come here is that they notice how clean or not it is. So do you feel under pressure to get that right?
We're really under pressure at the moment. There's a deep clean on and we do overtime.
How do you feel about the fact that people will come here from all over the world?
When you come into Glasgow, they sound aggressive. It's aggressive, and the patter's aggressive.
Right.
You know, and even people, even banter between guys is a wee bit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it on the radio, but you get, you know, and I think people are listening to that and thinking, good sake, they're going to fight, but they're the best of mates, and it just sounds, it's just patter.
Yeah. Have either of you got tickets for any kind of Commonwealth events?
No.
No, we were.
Did you want any?
If we wanted to volunteer, we'd to use our own holidays.
Right.
You know, and I take it we'll be working anyway through it. You know, when you hear that the police and the security guards and everyone else are going to get fed during it, and we'll be out, and we're not entitled to that. So when you go to your shop and get a bottle of water. You know.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Yeah. But you just got to take it in.
Yeah.
We're the lowest of the low. We're the cleansing. That's what.
But that's what we think.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Your job is one of the most important, isn't it?
Because
that's what the first thing people notice.
Well, we're enthusiastic about our job. Don't get me wrong. We don't just say, well, this is a rubbish job, and it's one of the.
Yeah.
No, it's a job that a lot of people wouldn't do.
Yeah.
But I mean, you take pride in it because you're getting paid for it to start with.
I remember last night years ago, the rats everywhere.
Well, I was going to say, if you didn't do your job, it would soon be noticed, wouldn't it?
I had to get an army in and everything for it years ago.
Well, I say you're in Glasgow, city centre, you're never more than 10 feet away from a rat, so they do, but it's, you know, and that's not the people of Glasgow, that's...
I knew you were going to say.
Workers at the Eastern Depot have been eating, breathing and sleeping the Games for months now, none more so than supervisor and local East End man John Quinn.
This room that we're in is where we're going to be running the street cleansing aspect for the Commonwealth Games out of. This is normally my back office. This is where I would bring people to privately discuss things with them. But at the moment, everybody's been kicked out. It's just Commonwealth. Not allowed anything else but Commonwealth. You want them to come to the East End, especially coming from all over the world, all the different Commonwealth countries, and you want them to experience the real East End as well as obviously participate in their games. Mm-hmm. You know, you want them to go away with a positive image. Well, I certainly do.
What about retaining the character of the East End? And that's something that you're passionate about because you're from here.
Absolutely. Every country's got an East End. But in Scotland, the East End of Glasgow is unique. It's got its unique set of issues, problems, difficulties, but lovely people.
Workers at the depot are to be sent on the Glasgow Welcomes course, where there'll be an emphasis on positivity, being friendly and open.
You said that Glaswegians, maybe even Glaswegians from the East End, can be a bit gruff, some of them can be a bit cynical. What then about this idea of putting them through a so-called charm school? You know, this idea of, you're smiling already. That's a big smile. Putting them through charm school, kind of teaching them to say, hello, good morning, have a nice day, all the rest of it. Do you think that's going to work?
To a degree. However, we are charming in our own right. You just need to see underneath the rough exterior.
I belong to Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. There's something the matter with Glasgow, for it's going round and round. I'm only a common old working lad,
as anyone can see. But when I get a couple of drinks on a Saturday, Glasgow belongs to me.
All over the world, Glasgow is a well-known place, famous for its humour, its people, its football, its weather, and its industry. John Gold is Professor of Urban Geography at Oxford Brookes University in the UK.
Well, Glasgow, like a number of its industrial cities, has had problems of its declining industry and needs to find a different basis on which to operate a thriving economy. Glasgow in particular always sold itself as the second city of empire. Its shipbuilding and engineering-based economy was a very important feature of the 19th century economy. Obviously that has declined from the First World War onwards, and it needed to find another role for itself. Glasgow had another particular problem, I think we need to recognise, in that it had a reputation for a rather gritty urbanism. It was a reputation, I think, that it didn't mind, a reputation for hard people.
There's no harm in taking a drabby. It ends all your troubles and strife, and it gives you the feeling that when you land home, well, you don't care a hang for your wife. That's the feeling.
It's always hard to change people's perceptions. Once there's something like, it was no mean city, it was known as way back with the razor gangs and all that. All the cities have got the same problems now, eh?
Glasgow may have shaken off its gangland past, but there are still concerns over things like diet and life expectancy. It's a city going through a transformation, forging ahead into the 21st century and relishing the challenge of the Commonwealth Games.
People buy people, do you believe that?
Absolutely.
Right, people buy people. I'm not saying everything else can be rubbish, but people definitely buy people. Now, do you all know the new slogan that the council have brought out? Now, you've got a pink taxi.
Yeah.
Yes, people make Glasgow. I really believe, firmly believe, it is the people that are going to make these games a success.
The leader of Glasgow City Council is Gordon Matheson. The Glasgow brand at the moment is People Make Glasgow.
Yeah.
The previous brand was around Glasgow being a friendly city, Glasgow smells better, etc. How important are the people of Glasgow in actually marketing the city? Because this is not something that we've seen in other cities.
There actually isn't a single city in the world, remarkably, which puts its people at the heart of its brand. And I think that is why People Make Glasgow works so well. What we did when we were looking to rebrand the city was we asked people, what is it about Glasgow? What, to your mind, is the standout good thing about the city of Glasgow? And consistently they said, do you know what? It's actually the people of Glasgow.
The thing I don't understand, though, is that I would agree with you that people make Glasgow and that Glaswegians have a real warmth. If that is the case, then why is there a need for this Glasgow Welcomes course based on Disney principles?
I think it builds on the basic instinctive warmth and friendliness of the people of Glasgow, just so that they are trained. And that gives a confidence and a skill level which builds on the innate warmth. And the two bits combined makes for a winning combination.
We've been here before, of course. When a city is hosting sporting events, organisers do everything they can to ensure the competition goes off without a hitch. After all, everyone is watching. Professor John Horne.
Thinking about some research I did a few years ago when I was looking at the build-up to hosting the Football World Cup in South Korea and Japan, how there was a lot of attention to, in the case of Korea especially, I remember this, a concern about making sure there was no language deficit, but also there was a concern about the manners of the local people, particularly those who were likely to come into contact with visitors, football fans and so on, and tourists, and etiquette. So much so that there were courses for people to hear about how they could behave or how they should behave with international visitors. Because the idea is part of this notion of places needing fixing in some way or regenerating, it is almost suggesting that, you know, the people also to a certain extent need to be fixed because they're living their life in a particular way. And for some organisers, it's believed that it's time that people perhaps change the way they behave to others.
And that's where Walt Disney comes in. The magical mega event. delivered by employees in a trained and standardised way. Every customer gets the same uniform, warm experience. Paul Brook is Senior Lecturer in Sociology of Work and Employment at the University of Leicester in the UK.
International sporting events have really become, in many ways, the focus of this big Disneyisation process, the idea of the spectacular, the one-off, the experience of a lifetime. The idea is that the service worker isn't just serving you in a polite way, but they're actually entertaining you in some way. If you think about the idea of a Disney theme park, with so many of the staff there are also entertainers. They might even be dressed up as Mickey Mouse.
How does all of this relate then to the Commonwealth Games? What would you expect them to learn?
I think there's a suspicion, and I think a suspicion from my point of view that isn't groundless, that somehow Glaswegians aren't trusted, that somehow they are going to mess up. They're going to come across as too aggressive or possibly too much in people's faces, and that somehow they need to be reined back, pulled in.
So the Disneyisation process, the Disneyisation training that the staff at the Commonwealth Games are being put through, very much about making sure they don't let the show down.
Be an ambassador for you, for Glasgow Taxis, for Glasgow, for Scotland. I want the people who have come here, not just for the Commonwealth Games, I want the people that come to visit Glasgow to go away and remember you and remember the people that they've come in contact with in a positive way. And I will firmly, firmly believe it is the people that make a difference to somebody.
So we're coming towards the end of the course, and in this section it's been about how you present yourself, I suppose, as a driver, your attitude, trying to maintain a positive attitude, how you deal with customers.
Come to your action plan, and this is looking at your positivity, your positive attitudes, so you're marking yourself
as... Taxi driver, Jean Duffin.
In a very kind of tongue-in-cheek way, we're referring to this as charm school. But the question of charm is important. Are Glaswegians charming?
I think there's many Glaswegians who are charming, but I also think that the humour comes through from Glaswegians. We've got the Billy Connolly, and definitely that runs through the people of Glasgow. Every second person you meet is a Billy Connolly character.
If you had a kind of wish list for what you would want tourists getting into one of these cabs that your company runs, what you'd want them to go away with, the impression that you'd want them to go away with having been in the cab, what would it be?
I would love it to be one where they thought, oh, I just had a great time. I had the best time ever. That's really what I'd love for people to walk away from Glasgow with, that they had the time of their lives.
Good luck. I'm sure it'll all go well. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glasgow Welcomes trainer Fiona Young.
Tell us a bit about the decision that was taken to adopt some of the Disney principles and values, because that got a huge amount of attention.
Well, everyone speaks about Disney and how Disney get it right, and the welcome and everything that they do. And they're very customer focused, and everyone gets trained at Disney. They all get the same training. However, we could not bring Disney here because Scotland is Scotland and not America.
So to be clear then, none of the taxi drivers here today, for example, have to say, have a nice day.
Absolutely not. Nor do they say, hiya Jimmy, either.
I suppose if someone told me that they were going to teach me to do my job better, I might be a little bit annoyed. I might think, I've been doing this for 20 years. What can you teach me? But how often does the city you're living in host 250,000 people and a global TV audience of millions? You want to get it right. I hope the course just underlines the basics and gently reminds people to smile and be helpful. I don't want these taxi drivers or bin men or waitresses to become robots. I don't want their Glasgow charm to be erased, because that's what people coming from Ghana or Canada or India want to experience, isn't it?
Last train to Glasgow Central. Last train to Glasgow Central.
I understand why organisers get anxious about the organisation. I mean, the big thing about hosting any event, you know, whether it's the Eurovision Song Contest or anything, is there is a reputational risk attached to these things. In fact, they shouldn't worry about it. Imagine a visitor is going to come to a place, come to Glasgow with certain preconceptions, probably done, you know, their homework in terms of the certain styles and certain kind of heritage features that they'll expect to see and hear. So to actually get rid of that, if you like, local colour would be a rather odd thing to do. I think that visitors to Scotland, visitors to Glasgow, will be expecting some exchanges which they walk away from and think, I wonder what that person just said to me. And then on the other hand, they will find, you know, the great humour, they'll find what they're expecting, which is to, you know, be... it's sometimes puzzled, but, you know, when we travel, we do get puzzled by certain local customs.
Evening, Jay!
It was £60, Mum.
The train gun him. I was hiding in the lobby when the ticket man came. A beady, beady bear bum to Glasgow Central.
Weekend.